there's a concept of Da'at Kenayim. The Gemara mentions in regard to several things, not only in regard to Zikas Yiv, that if the Zikah did not take effect at the very outset, and then the circumstances change, and the Zikah could take effect, so the Zikah does not take effect. But the Gemara mentions that Ligabe the Dalet Min. So the Gemara, Tachlamet, Hei, in Sukkah, so the Gemara says that Anfei, it's always, that's a Hodis. That's Hodis. So the Gemara has to catch a Veime Yodufe. There is a certain kind of a thorn branch that sticks and hurts when you touch it. So, and that also conforms to the characteristics implicit in the posik of Anaf Itzaveitz. So the Gemara says, Trocheo da'akineyam v'chom yisrisao shom. So this Vasemes and Suke says, if you don't push it, he says, suppose you find the Hodes, the real Hodes, but it's thorn. The Hodes itself is very thorn. So then you can still be the kind of mitzvah. But the Gemara says that that Hanafi Tzoveis does not have reference to Yodufe because Rocheo Da'akeneyam. The answer is, it's not, the Rocheo Da'akeneyam is not the basis of the Aloche. That's only a simen. It's a riot. That when the Torah says Hanafi Tzoveis, now, so there are two kinds of branches that conform to the characteristics of Hanafi Tzoveis. One is what we call a myrtle branch, that's a hodis, and then another, a certain thorn, that also conforms to all the characteristics implicit in the expression of Hanafi Tzoveis. So the question is, does the Torah have reference to the myrtle branch, or that which is not sticky, or the Torah has reference to a thorn that is sticky? So inasmuch as Bochelo Da'akneya Mechonsev Sholem, so we know that the Torah, when it said Hanafi Tzoveis, it had reference to the myrtle branch. So the Mele, but it's not that the thorn is no good because it involves a hardship. A thorn is no good because that's not what the Torah meant by Hanafi Tzoveis. But how do we know that the Torah did not mean a thorn by Hanafi Tzoveis? The Torah meant by Hanafi Tzoveis a myrtle branch, because Rochel Da'akeneyam Sholem. So it's only a semen. It's not the essence of the deen. So, but if a certain myrtle branch happens to be thorny, so then it's the kind of mitzvah. It involves a hardship. The hardship is not the essence of the deen. It's only a riot as to the Kavonis HaTorah, what the Torah had reference to. So, and the Gemara mentions Rochel Da'akeneyam Sholem several times. We got a various inyonim, and in all these inyonim where the Torah mentions the concept of Trocheo Da'akeneyam, it's only a simen, not the essence of the din. Why should this halacha of Trocheo Da'akeneyam be different, distinguished from all the other dinim? So it's not mistaber that the Da'akeneyam is the essence of the din. Now let's say if we are going to assume, as Rabbi Chanan does, I think that I discussed at the beginning of Yeromis, that according to Rashi and the Rashbo, so Da'akeneyam is the essence of the deen, not in real semen. So why? Because Rashi emphasizes the fact she is not our Bible. But obviously, I mean, everyone will agree that even according to Rashi, suppose Reuven died and he had his son Chaneich, and then the next day Chaneich died. And she didn't get married in between. She didn't make any arrangements. No hardship, nothing at all. So even in such a case, the Zikah does not take effect, but there is no hardship situation. But if we say that the hardship is the essence of the deen, so we should say only when she got married in between. But if she didn't get married, there is no hardship. The Zikah should take effect. She should be Misya Benes. Once Chaneir dies, so the woman should be Misya Benes to the Yom, to Shimon, the brother of Reuben. The answer is no. Even according to Rashi, so it's only Simen. But Rashi Shite is that why do we? It's only Simen. It's a raya. Trocheo Da'akeneyam constitutes a raya that when the Torah says that Kiyeshu Achim Yardof, and when one brother dies, So she is kuko, the yivome is kuko. The Torah means if at the moment of the death of the deceased brother, so there is no children, then there is yiv. But if at the moment of the deceased brother's death, so there is a child, and later on the child dies, so then there is no zik. That's it. In other words, the zikah depends upon the original moment of the tefillah. Of the original moment of the death, the moment of the death of the deceased brother. Why? Because if we are to assume that the zikah can take effect, let's say, a month after the death of the deceased brother, so then hardship situations could arise. Hardship situations could arise. What is the hardship situation that could arise? Let's say if she gets married in between. So Mimele, and we cannot say that Zike would arise in case she did not get married in between. And if she did get married in between, so then Zike wouldn't take effect. So Nosatul Dvarachom Ishurim every time would have to determine on the basis of what she did, whether she got married, she didn't get married, and that's inconceivable. So Mimele, so Defiraye, that when the Torah said there is zike, the Torah meant if there is zike only if at the moment of nefile there can be zike. But if at the moment of nefile there cannot be zike, so then there is no zike. This is. And Teisa Shite is that the darken ayam, the inconsistency with darken ayam consists, according to Rashi and the Rashbo, the inconsistency with darken ayam consists in the possibility of the isha being forced to leave her husband after she gets married. That's the inconsistency of darken ayam. And according to Teisves, the mere fact that zike is chal, not at the moment of the death of the deceased brother, that in itself is an inconvenience. So that's why Teisves shita is that even if at the very outset there was zike vis-a-vis the other Yivomi, so the aloch of darken ayam applies, and the Rashi and the Rashbo say, no, when does the aloch of darken ayam apply? Only in the case where at the first moment there was no zike at all. So for zike to be chal later on, after, and at the first moment no zike was chal, that's inconsistent with darken ayam. Mashenke, if there was zike at the very outset vis-a-vis other Yivomi, so then the Gzerasakosim doesn't say that zike cannot take place later on. And according to the Rashbo and Rashi, so why do we say that that even if there is zike vis-a-vis the other Yivomi, but vis-a-vis the Yovim, as to whom there was no zike the first moment, so the zike cannot be chal because of another aloche of kolch yivomo shein anikere oleo yivomo yovo oleo bishas nefilo, so nesro sha'achas nesro lelamis, but not because of darken ayam. But all the rishonim agree that the aloche of darken ayam is only a simen, not the essence of the din. Now the next one. Omer Avuna Marav Shimeres Yovim Shemeiso Mutabim Al Mekosovar Inzik. So Ravuna Omar Rav says that if the Yivome died, so he is allowed to marry her mother. Al Mekosovar Inzik. Because if Yezike, so she's considered like Ishtei. And the Eim Ishtei, Lacha Mises Ishtei, is Asur. So here too, the Eim Yiventei, Le'acha Misas Yiventei, should be Asur Amid Rabo. V'leim Ha'lochek Divrei Eim Eim Zike, I Ava Mohoche Ava Amine, Hanem Mile Bitrei, Avo Bechad Yezik. So if he Rav said that Ha'lochek Divrei Eim Zike, I would say, when is there in Zike only betray that to Yivam? Because the Shaila of Yezike or Ein Zike is manifests itself in the Rabbonoms, and it manifests itself in the Raises. Now, so it manifests itself in the Raises according to the Tane, who says, according to the Tane who says that Yezike, so the Aloch is that Yovim can be made for the Nidorim of the Yivam. Even before he was Kenes the Yivale, he can still be made for the Nidorim of the Yivam. Not only that, according to Mandoma Yezike, so he can Yarshin the Yivam. He can Yarshin, Abal is Yerushas Ishtei, so he can Yarshin the Yivam. Now, Yerushe is only by a Nisuch. A Baal, if he's in Yosef to the wife, so he Yarshin and the wife dies, then Yarshin. But suppose he's Orus to the wife, there was Eresn only, no Nisuim, and then the Arusa dies, he cannot Yarshin. But we see that according to Mandoma, yes, Zike, so Zike is like Nisuim, not like Mir Eres. He can even Yarshin, and he can be made for the Nidori. So that's a deraisenika aloche of Yezike. However, even the Mandoma, now the Mandoma who says Enzike, so the Yovim cannot be made for the Midorim of the Yivome, and if the Yivome dies, the Yovim doesn't Yarshner. But there is another Matkimine between the Mandoma who says Yezike and the Mandoma who says Enzike. The Mandoma who says Yezike, so just as one is not allowed to marry Achis Ishtei, just as one is not allowed to marry the mother of his wife, his mother-in-law, Chameisei, that's an Elvo, so one is not allowed to marry Achis Kukosei. One is not allowed to marry Aim Kukosei. But that is even according to the Mandoma. Yezike is only a Nisam Rabab. All the Rishonim say. Except one Roshin in the Rashbo, Daf Chof Zayin. So the Rashba says in one Lashon that the Rach Shite is not like that. But then the Rach says in another Lashon that even the Rach would agree. That even according to Mandoma Yezike, so Achis Kukosei, Yim Kukosei is only Lashon Rabban. But there is one Lashon in the Rashba, in his Chidushin, in Adav Chav Zayin, that according to the Rach, the Mandoma who says Yezike, so Yim Kukosei is also Lashon Rabban. But that's assuming that that's the Rach Shite, so it's, the Rach is Yoch. And it's not determined that this is the Rach Shite. There are two Rishonim in the Rashbo as to whether this is the Rach Shite or not. Alright, anyway. So all the Rishonim, except for the Rach, certainly say that even according to Mandoma Yezike, so Achis Kukosei and Deim Kukosei is only Asurim Rabbana. But in regard to Aforas Nidorim, in regard to Yerusha Sabal, so the Mandoma who says Yezike, so Midraise can be made for the Nidorim of the Yivome. Midraise Yarshins the Yivome. What is it, Monevshech? If the Aloche of Yezike is the Midraise the Aloche, and because of that, he has a din of a Baal to be made for the Nidorim, so it should be Asur, that the Eim Skukosei should be Asur Midraise too. And if Eim Skukosei is on Rasam Rabon, so that means that Midraise, even the Mandoma who says yes, Zike, he does not have any kinyon yishes in the Yivam until the Yim. So why should he be able to be made for Nidorim? Why should he be able to be Yashin? And especially the union of Yerusha is very strange. Because Yerusha, the Alochi, is that even a Norus cannot Yashin his Aruse. Only Nisue. And still, according to Mandoma, yes, Zike, so Yom can Yashin the moment of the Yivam. So that means that if we say Yezike, so it's not only the equivalent of Eresin, it's even the equivalent of Nisuin. But Ligabe the Iser of Arayis, so it's not also Arayis. How do we understand? So it seems that essentially Yezike or Enzike is a Machlekes Midrais. The Mandoma who says Yezike, so that means that the Yobim has a king and Ishes. Has a king and Ishes in the Yivome, even before his Kenesah. The Mandoma who says, Midraise has a king and Ishes. And the Mandoma who says that Mandoma holds that the Yovim does not have any king and Ishes in the Yivome. But we still talk of Zike. But the Zike is only a marital attachment which manifests itself in the Yisrael of Yivome to get married with Shuk, because she is maritally attached to Yod. So how does that Zike manifest itself? In her being Asur Lishuk until she gets chlitzav on the Yod. But the Yod does not have any kiyoni ishes midraise in her. Only she is attached to him. And the attachment to him consists in the iser of getting married. But ki and ish the yom does nothing. If we say yesike, so then it's not a mere marital attachment, but the yom has a ki and ishes in the yom. So a ki and ishes yes in the yom, but not ki and dush. There can be ki and ishes, not ishes of dush. For example, there is a ki and ishes by Beneyachtu. She is one of the arayas on which Beneyach is muzer. So that means that a goy, when he marries a woman, so he also has a king and ishes in her, a king and isa. But that's not a king of gdush. That's a different kind of ishes. It's not a king of gdush. So melee, if we say yes zike, so then the yovim has a king and ishes in the yovim and the raise. But it's a king and ishes, not a king of gdush. So insofar as Haforas Nidorim is concerned, insofar as Yerusha Sabal is concerned, that does not depend upon king and dush. Any king and ishes. So gives the Baal a schus to the Meifa Nidorim Ishti. But as far as Arayas are concerned, that depends upon king and dush. So Mimele, even according to Mandoma Yezike, so Midraisi has a king and ishes in her, but not a king of Dush. So Mimele Midraisi can be from the door of Midraisi, he can yarshin her, but he not a suro b'achiso, or b'imo. But Midrabonon, if we say Yezike Midraisi has a king and ishes, so even though Midraisi is a king and ishes, not a king of Dush, but Midrabonon, she is considered as if she had been the Kodeshes. So that's why, as far as the Issa of Achis Kukose is concerned, that's only Midrabonon. But the Ki and Ishes it is. Now, so we have the Ki and Ishes, not the Ki and Ishes. And one example I mentioned is, let's say, Beneyach. But we have that another example. Let's say, the Arishenim who say that a Hedyet is Muta B'Pelegesh. The Ramban Shit is like that. A Hedyet is Muta B'Pelegesh. So it doesn't mean. Now the Rambam shit is that the head yet is also b'pelegesh, but the melech is muta b'pelegesh. So what does it mean? A melech is a different Torah for a melech and the head yet. The answer is a melech is muta b'pelegesh because the melech has kiyoni ishes b'pelegesh. What does b'pelegesh mean? B'pelegesh means what is called in English a common law wife without ish. But he lives with her. She is miyuchedes to him as his wife. So memele kamelo wife. So memele. So he has kiyon ishes. And the Ramban shite is that the hedet is also mutam pilegesh. The hedet is also mutam pilegesh. So it's not a heter. A hedet is mutam pilegesh because he has kiyon ishes in her. And the raya that the melech has kiyon ishes. In the Pilegesh is the fact that according to the Rambam, the love of Liar B'Linoshi, there is a aloche that the Melech cannot be Mar B'Noshi. Mort, so in other words, if the Melech gets married to Mort in 18, so then he's Chayim Malkis. So the Rambam Shita is that the Pilakshim are Nichlal in the Minyan. Let's say, suppose he has 10 Noshim and 8 Pilakshis, and then he marries another one. So then he's Chayv Malkis. If the Pilegesh for a Melech would be near Heta, but he wouldn't have Kiyonim in her, how could the Pilakshim, the Minyan Pilakshim, be included in the Minyan Yutches? The Minyan Yutches, so we see that in the Pilegesh he has Kiyoni Ishes. That's the reason as to why a Melech is Muter in the Pilegesh. Without a kiyon ishes, it would be a biaznus. So how could a melech be muter? A melech is muzar and biaznus just as a hedyet, but he has kiyon ishes, so it's not a biaznus. And the hedyet is still osa. All right, but and the Ramban shita is that even a hedyet is muter pilegesh. So it's not that there is a heta for biaznus. It means, yes, kinyonishes, but it's not kinyonishes of Dushin. It's tzada kinyonishes. It's the same kind of kinyonishes that the Beneach has b'ishtem. Not Dushin. So, insofar as Nidorim is concerned, and as Yerusha is concerned, so that's not based upon kinyon Dushin. Ishes of Dushin. Any kinyonishes can give the Baal his chus of Haforet and Yerusha. Masheinkin ligabi v'isuei arayes achis ishtei and deim ishtei chameisei im chameisei im chomov all the sheish arayes to become osea, that's based upon ishes of dush. But let's say a melech when he's married to Pelegesh is not osea in the achisei of the Pelegesh or in the aim of the Pelegesh or in the Pelegesh midrayis is certainly not osea because that's based up only upon the ishes of dush. So if we say Yezike, so then Midraisi is the king of Nishes, but not the Nishes of Dushin. But Midrabonon, it's considered like a Nishes of Dushin, so that's why Midrabonon is a soul. Now we have to understand one more thing. Why do we say, now the Aloha is that a Baal, a Norus, is not here, a Shamusos? An Orus is not here, but a Yovim, a Korik Mandoma, yes, Zike, so then he can Yashin the Yivom. Now, even if we say Yes, Zike, so it's not an issue of Dush. So it's on a lesser degree than Dush. So why is it Ligabe Yerushe, Ligabe Arayes, so Midrai say, even a Korik Mandoma, yes, Zike, he does not become. But in regard to Yerusha, so if we say yes, Zike, so Midraisi, yes, according to Mandoma, that a Baal is Yerusha Sishti Midraisi. According to Mandoma, that a Baal is Yerusha Pshin Gamli, a Baal is Yerusha Sishti Midraisi. So we can Yashin the Yerome also Midraisi. So on one hand, vis-a-vis the Isura Arayes, Achisei, Achisishte, Achis Kukosei, and Eims Kukosei, so it's on a lesser degree. And vis-a-vis Yerusha, so it's on a higher degree than the issues of the day. How can we understand it? Now, so the answer can be found in the Kasha itself. We see that Ligabe Arayes, that's based upon the issues of the day. And Ligabe Yerusha, so if we say Yes Zike, so she's considered like an Isur, and he can Yashin her. So obviously that Yerusha is not based upon issues of Dushin. But what is it based? But even when she is Mekudeshes to him, he doesn't Yashin her. Why? Because she's not Cheire. Only an Isur is called Cheire. But an Aruso is not called Cheire. So the Pshat is, now, what is Sheire? Sheire is Uishte. The Rambam, the Raivet says that Baal B'Ishte is not the Psul of Korev only, but Baal B'Ishte is the Psul of Baldom. That's the Raivet cheated. The Raivet says, in other words, a Baal is possible to hold Al Ishte in the same way as one cannot be made alive. Not the Schus, not the Chayvo, is a Baldom. Because Ishte ki Gufe, Baal ki Ishte. So that's a halacha de raisa of Baal Kishtei, that there is identity of personality between husband and wife. Al Pidin, there is identity, is a Baldova. A father and a son, that's only craving. But a Baal and Kishtei are not mere craving. It's the same person. Now, the halacha of Baldova, the Pshat Sheirei Zuishtei, is everything that the Torah mentions, Sheirei. So Sheirei means that there is identity of personality. Is the same person. Sheir is Ishtei. So that's only by Nisur. So Memele, Ahuso, she's an Ishishish Ahuso. But she's not Sheirei Ahuso. Since she was not Nichnis or the Chupo as yet, so Memele, there is no identity of personality between the Ahus and Ahuso. Masheinkin, another king of Nishes. Another king of Nishes. Let's say a Melech, when he has a king of Nishes in the Pelegesh. So there it's like Nichnis or Lechupo, because there is identity of personality. So maybe it is Sheire. So it is Sheire. So Yerusha depends upon Sheire. Sheire means that there is identity of personality, is the same person opinion. So maybe if we say that yes zike, so between the Yovme and the Yivome, between the Yovme and the Yivome, so there is, so it's like an Isro, she is sheire. I mean, one thing is certainly true. Let's say the Mandoma who says yes zike midraisi. So he can yalashin her. But only if the Yivome was nifeles min ansuim. But suppose the Yivome was nifeles min eresen. So then the Yovim couldn't yalashin her. He couldn't be better than the deceased brother. If the deceased brother could not marry her, how could he? After all, his kiyan ishes is a hemshech of the ishes of the deceased brother. So when does the Mandoma who says yes zike, that the Yovim yalashins the Yivome, only if she was nifeles from Nisuyim. But if, let's say, the Ochiv Ames was not Kenesar L'chupo as yet, he was just Miyaneser, and then he died, so even the Ochiv Ames couldn't yashin her. How could he have a stronger Kenesis in her than the Ochiv Ames? But in the case where the deceased brother was already Kenesar L'chupo, so Mimele, there was identity of personality between the Ochiv Ames and his wife, and then he died. So according to Mandoma Yezike, there is a king and Ishes, the same king and Ishes that the Ochiv Ames had. The Ochiv Ames. So that we see. Now, all right. Omer Avun Amara, Shimeres Yogim Shemeiso Mutabim, Al Mekosova Reinziki. Reinziki. So Mimele in Zike means that there is no king and Ishes at all. So Mimele, it's not Kiknuso Midravon. If we say yes Zike, so there is a king and Ishes Midraise, but not a king, not an Ishes of Dushin, but Midravon, it's considered like an Ishes of Dushin. The Rima Lochi the Rima in Zike, Yavamo Hava Minan will be trained, Avo Bechad in Zike. The Rima Halochi the Rima in Zike, Avo Bechad, Yomaho Hava Minan from Mechai. Komashmolon Lahamise Ein. But Mechayim Loi, even though Ein Zike, so, but Mechayim is not allowed to marry Achiz Kukosi. But not because Mechayim there is Zike, and the Zike terminates upon the death of the Yivome. No. So the Gemara says, if we say Yer Zike, so then the Zike doesn't terminate with the death of the Yivome. But if we say Ein Zike, so there was never any Zike, the Yod never had a king and Ishes in the Yivome. He never had, even Mechayim didn't have. But even though she's not Knusose even with Rabon, but especially Yisrael also Levatel Mitzvah Yivome. So in other words, suppose, let's say, Reuben and Shimon are two brothers. And Reuben is married to Rochel, and Shimon is married to Rochel's sister Leah. And then Reuben died. So even according to Mandoma, so Shimon is not allowed. He's not allowed to be Kenes Rochel, because let's say Reuben was married to Rochel, and then Reuben died, and then Shimon wants to marry Leah, the sister of Rochel. So according to Mandoma, Yezike, so he's certainly not allowed until she gets Chlitze, so he's not allowed to marry Leah, the sister of Rochel. The sister of Rochel, because she's Achiz Kukosei. But even according to Mandoma Reinzike, so while Rochel is alive, so Shimon cannot marry Leah. Because also Levatel Mitzvah Sivomim. Because suppose he marries Leah, so then he will not be able to be Miyav Rochel, because then Rochel will become an Achiz Ishtei. So because of Bitul Mitzvah Sivomim, so Bechaye of the Skuko, he is not allowed to marry the sister of the Skuko. But not because of Zik. So Iyom Aroche Ava Minafu Mechaim, Komashu Lachamisei Mechaim Loi, Mishim Yosu Levatu Mishim Yivam. Na, Yivem Teshemei So Muta Ba'acheis, Ba'acheis Oein Be'im Loi. So it's mentioned, Yivem Teshemei So he can marry the sister. Now, of course, the sister, there is no problem, because if Achisi shtei lacha misa shtei zmutaris, how could the Achis kukosei lacha misa kukosei be more homo than Achisi shtei lacha misa shtei? But it's mashma bimeloi. So it's a raya that yezike. So the Gemara says, who adin da filo bimo? So yivem tishemeiso, so is mutabimo. So why does he mention yivem tishemeiso mutabachiso? Why did he tolerate she yish tishemeiso mutabachiso? Bachiso ein al bimo loi, da havo yisur et reise, tolename seve mutabachiso. So anyway, so Rabuna Marav says that einzike. So mele shemeres yom shemeiso is mutabimo. But the chayi yivomo, so he's also abimo, because if he marries the mother, so then the zik will be paka. Because of people mitzvah sivomim, so midrabonon is also. Vileima haloche, so Rabbi Yehuda Oma, shemeres yom shemeiso also abimo. Alma kesaba yezike. So that means he has a king and nishes in yivome midraise, but not a nishes of dushin, but midrabonon, it's considered like a nishes of dushin, kiknuso. So in the main way, she's a surah midrabon. Vileima haloche, vileima yezike. I have a roche ava mine hane mine bechat, avo bitrei ein zike. Vot plige, bitrei plige, de machlik est anoyim rablezer, rabakive, ole yel zike, or ein zike, is in regard to the case of trei, eloki I have a roche ava mine mechai, avo lacha mise, poka lo zike, komashelmon di zike birdi, loi poka. So the leila, konik mandoma, yes zike, so I lacha mise si vemtei, the zike is not poka. The zike is not poka. Now the Rosh Nagmore is zike is not poka. What does it mean? The zike is not poka. So it's mashma. The implication is because the zike continues. Even lacha misas kukosei, the zike continues. But if the zike wouldn't continue, so then she would be mutaris. Now, if we say yes zike, so then the halacha is that midrabon lochala poches, so skukose is kuknusosi. Midraise, he has a king and nishes in her, but it's not a nishes of dush. But midrabonon, so it's like a nishes of dush. So she is treated like knusosi. As if she had been mukadeshes. Now, what's the halacha by mukadeshes? So the halacha is that achis kushasi achis ishtei lacham is ishtei special dress akosuf viisho lachis or vitzikach vitzrei or vitzal is avos or leo b'chayel but lacham is ishtei shimuteres special dress akosuf but all the other arayes are asures let's say chameise eim ishtei lacham is ishtei is asur and is asur and the same thing is true lacham gitir shem ishtei can one marry his mother-in-law after he divorced his wife? No, she's an elbow. Now, once he divorces his wife, so there is no licious relationship, there is no marital relationship between them. If he divorced her, certainly terminates the marital relationship. And still, she remains an elbow. So we see that in regard to Arayis, that's the Isaratol, that if at one time she was his wife, a certain woman was his wife, so then the sheish krivis of that wife remain asuris forever, except in regard to achis ishti, especially with Sakosov, that lacham is ishti, she becomes mutaris. Not because she's still, so one is not allowed to marry a mother-in-law, not because she is still his mother-in-law. If the daughter is already divorced from him, so she's not his mother-in-law. She's not his mother-in-law, and still she's still an elbow, the mother-in-law. So the answer is that the Torah answered all the kreves of Ishtei, the sheish kreves of Ishtei, if at one time they were kreves of Ishtei, so they become asuris leilam moed. So mimele mid rabbanon, if we say yes, okay, so kol v'tikun rabbanon kein d'raise tikun. Call the tikkun rabbanon, kein d'raise tikkun. So whatever is osea in regard to kreves ishtei, so just as kreves ishtei arasureis, le'achar misas ishtei, so and le'achar gerish ishtei, so mimele skukose also, So why does the Gemara have to emphasize? Why does the Gemara have to emphasize? So even after the Yivama dies, she is still considered Zkukote. The Zike is not Poka. The implication being that if the Zike would be Poka, so then he would be allowed to marry the mother of the Zkukah. If the Zike would be Poka. But the question is, one is not allowed to marry the mother of his Grushe. And the Ishes is certainly Poka when he divorces his wife. So that's the Xeros HaKosuf, that once she was his wife for one moment, so then the Shishukhiv is the mother of that heretofore wife is also Asura. So she doesn't have to be the mother of a present wife. The mother of a heretofore wife is also an Elf. And the best Raya is that Chameisei Lacha Gereshin Ishte is an Elf. Is an Elf. So then the Gemara should not say the Zike Birdili Poka. So we have to say that the Gemara says Zike Birdili Poka. The implication being that if the Zike would be Poka, so Eim Skukosei would be Muteres, even though Eim Grushosei is still Asuro, because since the Iser of Eim Skukosei, even Bechayel is only Midrabonon, as all the Rishonim point out, because even if we say Yezike, so it's not an Ishes of Dushin, it's just a key in Ishes, not an Ishes of Dushin, so it's only Midrabonon that the Chachomim or Misakin, she should have a din like Nusosei. So here the Chachomim didn't apply the cloud of Kol Ditikin Rabonon Kein D'Raise. So true, in the Raise, so a name Ishte is Asuro, even a name of the here two four wife. But in regard to Skukosei, which is only Osam Rabbanon, so the Chachomim only answered the aim of a present Skuke, not of a heretofore Skuke. We can say that. But then, we can say something else. That Enoch Haname, when the Torah answered the Arayas, the Sheish Kreves, each day, the Torah answered, let's say, so the Torah only answered the cravings of the present wife, but not of a heretofore wife. Not of a heretofore wife. So then you ask, so how is it that Chameisei is Asura, even Chameisei and all the cravings Ishtei are Asura is even Lachamises Ishtei? Bachis Ishtei, there is a special Zasakos. But the other cravings Ishtei are definitely Asura is. Even Lacha Mises Ishtei, so we could say that even Lacha Mises Ishtei, the marital relationship doesn't terminate. She's considered his wife. As a matter of fact, the Baal is Mitamel Ishtei. Rishir Akori Lo Yitamei, Shir Ezu Ishtei. So the Baal is Mitamei himself to his wife, the Keir, is Mitamei. But if we are going, so you can say that the Xeros HaKosuf, as long as up to the moment of death she was his wife, this is what Torah says. But you can say no, that she is considered Cheire, you will soon see it, Gemara Daf Nun Hei, that she is considered his wife even after she dies. She's considered his wife. As a matter of fact, the Gemara resorts to all kinds of psukim, that's another case where the husband died. So the Gemara in Dushin deduces from psukim that a woman, an almona, is allowed to get married. Because the Torah says, "Your whole holy soul is shachir." So there is a zaksukosuf. If there hadn't been a zaksukosuf, no almona would be allowed to get married. Why? After all, her husband died. Why? So she's not an eshishish. So apparently, we see from this that even when the husband dies, she is still considered his wife. And voraye, that the Kayan is mechuyev to be mitame himself to the wife, even though if we are going to assume that at the moment of death, so there is no marital relationship between them, so memele, why should he be allowed to mitame? You could say that's exas akosu. No, so we can say that the marital relationship continues even after the death of the husband, even after the death of the wife, even after the death of the wife. That's the reason as to why all the Kreves Ishtei are Asura is even Lacham is Ishtei. One second. But then you ask, so that's all right in regard to Chilvus Ishtilacha Mizisishtei. How about Chilvus Ishtilacha Gerishnishtei? Very certainly there is no marital relationship. Now, Rabbi Akiva says that Grushas Chlutzosei, that Achiz Chlutzosei is Asura Midrais. Like Achiz Grushas. Beis Chalutza now. So Rabbi Akiva says that Achiz Chlutzosei has the same deen like Achiz Grushas. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, is Asura Midrais. So it's a raya from that. As a matter of fact, and the Safro learns it out from a posik that all the Kreves Ishtei are Asureis Ivu Lacha Gereshei. Why do we need a posik? If the Yisar of Elvo had been based upon the fact that at one moment they were the Krevei Ishtei, that they don't have to be Kreves of present Ishtei, but even the Kreves, the Eim, and the Eim Chamesei over here to Polish day, is also Asura. So why do we need the Posit? So you could say that's the Pshat in the Posit. When the Posit tells us that the Kreves, Roshosei, Arasurei, Sararayes, because the Elvo is not based upon the fact that they are the Kreves, Deim or Deim Chameisei of the present Ishtei, but even over here to Por Ishtei. But you can say, no, that since we learn it out from the Posik, so that means that Krivas Grushosei is a special Issa. In the same Lav. It's Nichlau in the same Lav. It's implicit in the same Lav, but it's special Issa. Mashein came, so that special Issa applies only to Krivas Grushosei, but not to Krivas Ishtei Lacham Misas Ishtei. So why? Why is it that the Treves Ishtei, Leacha Mises Ishtei, Leacha Mises Ishtei, so Leacha Mises Ishtei, so the halacha is that they are Asureis? Because over there we don't have to resort to a special posse. Because Leacha Mises Ishtei, Gereshin, we have to resort to a special posse. Because Gereshin terminates the marital relationship. But Mises Ishtei doesn't terminate the marital relationship. It doesn't terminate the marital relationship. Now, so, first of all, so there are two rayas on that. So, Memele, when the Gemara says, if we say that Mise of the wife does not terminate the marital relationship, and that's the reason as to why the Krivis Ishtei are Asureis, even Le'achar Misas Ishtei, because they are still Krivis Ishtei, not here to Fall Ishtei. So then, we can understand this why the Gemara says, Elohim Aroche Hava Mine Mechai, Avraham Mise, Poka, Lozike, Komashmelon, the Zike Berbili, Poka. The Zike, implication being that if the Zike would be Poka, so then, the Im Skukose, Laham Misa Skukose, would be Muteres. So we ask, but the Aroche is that Im Krushose, is a soul, is an elbow? The answer is, Eim Krushose is a special Issa. Mashe Inkei, Eim Chamei, Eim Ishtei, Chamei Sei, there is no special Issa. But why is Eim Chamei Sei a soul? Because there is still a marital relationship. But if we say that there is no Zike Lachamisa, Skukul Lachamisa Silente, so then there is no King of Ishes, just a here to force Kuko. So there is no Issa, or an here to force Kuko. So we don't have to resort. That here the Chachomim did not apply the general principle of Kol Ditikna Rabbonon Kidraisti. Now, we'll see. There's a Gemara in Baruch Basra. There is a Gemara in Gor Basre. The Gemara says, "Hokom Ashmelon da kufidalot omebeis. The Yisho is no dumye, the Yisho is bailo. My Yisho is bailo. In a bal yerush es ishtei bekeva." So Rashi, the Rashbam explains it. In a bal yerush es ishtei bekeva. That it means. And then her father died. The wife's father died. She was already bekeva when her father died. Now there is a loch of mishmush. So we could apply the loch of mishmush here too. And we could say that the wife who is bekeva inherits the nechosim from her father. And then the husband inherits it from her. So there is no such a loch. So if the wife predeceased the husband, and then her father died, her marriage died, so her father, her brother, any marriage died, so we don't say that that she inherits the nechosim from the father, and then he inherits from her bekeva. So he says, the Jewish, ma yisho es bailo in abal yirash es isti bekeva, af yisho es no, in haben yirash es imi bekeva al hamchi la'achim no. So the question is, why do we say, why is it more pshites, regabi baal than regabi ben? There is a alfus. Just as in a baal yirish es ishti bikeveh, afish es no, in a ben yirish es imi bikeveh, alaham chalach no. Why is there more pshites? Why is there more pshites? So the Rivo says, the Rivon, here in Rovasa says, the likach pshiteli bibal mishum disheus pokale al de mise, kmei al de gerash. Kmei al de gerash. In other words, we don't need any posik. That in a baal yerish es ishti bekeveh, that if the wife predeceased the husband, and then her father died, so we do not say that the wife inherits the nechosim from her father and then the husband inherits from her. Why? Because how could he inherit from her? She is not his wife. So that was the Rivom Shite, is that once the wife dies, so the marital relationship terminates, just as al degersh. That's the Rivom Shite. So then the Ri Israel, he says, Veimire, the Omar be'avo al yivente, the lacha mise name mikrasher. So when we read the time of Mishum Dino the Mirish became a hunk of the trade in all the Mishmush, Nafu, the Kamom, the Benele, the time of Yoshi Machmaskove, Abobal, the Yoris Machmaskil, Ashkas Mishmus. So then the question of Isaac, so in other words, there is a machlekes between the Rivom and the Ri in Volvasre, as to whether when the wife dies, so according to the Rivom, the marital relationship terminates, just as all the Yerish. But according to the Ri, she remains his wife. She remains his wife. And why? Because the Torah called the Sheire. In other words, that Sheire Akor Lo Yitame. Lo Yitame, that is reference to a case where the wife of the Kayan died. So the Kayan is Mechuyev, the husband, is Mechuyev to Mitame. So that means even though she died, she is still considered his wife. And the Pshat and Sheire is not that here the Torah was marked on the fact that 1 second before the death, she was his wife. No. Here, when the Torah says, L'sheira akorevilo, lo yitame, it means that even at the moment when he's mitame himself to her, she is still l'sheira. So that means that the marital relationship does not terminate. That the marital relationship does not terminate. And so in other words, so we have him achleik here. So then the question arises, so how can Gemara learn out the just as in about l'sheira ishti bikeva? Why is in a baal yerushas ishti more poshet than in a ben yerushas in bikeva? The answer is so according to the Rivom, we understand because he's not her husband. How can he yash in her bikeva? But according to the Riv, so why is that so poshet? So he says because in order to yash bikeva, so we have to resort to mishmush. And mishmush is mentioned in the posik of kreivim. So when is the mishmush of kurve of yerusha? But kurve of ishes, there is no mishmush. But in achaname, the marital relationship does not terminate with the death of the wife. So there is a machlekes between the rivom and the ri. Now let's see another rivom. one of the common shilas in America, unfortunately, is sometimes I had that shaila many times in New York, in Chicago, all over. So many times, one's wife dies, and then he marries another woman. Then he marries another woman. And then he dies. So he marries another woman, and then she dies, and then he dies. And the question is, sometimes there is a mentor between the kreivim of the first wife and the kreivim of the second wife. Near whom should he be buried? Such childless arise many times. Now, so that is tolu in a machlekes l'shem. Now the halacha is that for gimel need kot. Tana rabbah, kol shloishim yeim nisui. Meiso yishtei also liso yishachetz. Ache yavu olof shloishim ribot. So if one's wife died, he is not allowed to marry another woman until shloish ribot expire. So what's the time? So Tesvis mentions Tupshotim, why the Chachomim are misaking that he's not allowed to marry anyone until Shleish HaRigolim expires. So, Achiyyeh Shleish HaRigolim V'loi Simcho, V'loi Yishka Chavasishtei, In Amo Kedei Sheyitso Yisho Acheres V'loi Yizocher Minorishei. So, one is just the reverse of the other. So the first shot in Tesvis is that the reason is why a husband has to wait Shleish HaRigolim before he's allowed to marry another one is because he shouldn't forget the love of his first wife. Because so if Shleish HaRigolim expire, and so he'll remind himself, I mean, how good it was, how wonderful it was when his wife was alive, so that will implant the love of his wife so that he'll never forget. So that's the reason. The second shot, just the reverse. Why? Today, because if he'll be allowed to marry immediately after the death of his first wife, so he can marry the second wife and he'll still love the first wife. That's not right towards the second wife. So Memele, he has to wait 3 regolim until the love for the first wife will gradually fade away. And then he'll be allowed to marry the second wife. So what is it? I mean, what's the machlekes? In other words, according to the first lashon, so we want, the Chachomim want, that he should not forget his first wife. He should not forget. He should always remember. And according to the second lashon, no, the Chachomim were interested that he should forget her. It doesn't mean that Chachomim will enter, he should forget her. In other words, if he wants to get married to someone else, then he has to forget her. But if he's not interested in getting married to someone else, then he doesn't have to forget her. But if he wants to marry someone else, then he has to forget her. Now, so the first lashon that says, Achi yeshli shal golem v'lo yisimcho, v'lo yishka chavas ishtei, obviously agrees with the Shita of David, that even after the death of his wife, the marital relationship still remains. Because if the marital relationship terminates upon the death of his wife, just as it terminates upon Gerashim, there is no aloha that one has to remember his wife after he divorces her. Why should he be mechuyev to take all the steps that are necessary to maintain the love in his heart all the time, throughout his life? So the answer is, if he divorces her, she's not his wife. Now the Rambam says, in Hilchas Ishes, the Rambam says, Perek Tesvov Hilchas Ishes, Haloche Yutes, V'chein Tzivu Chachomim She'yodo Mechabit Es Ishtei Yisa Megufei, V'oy Havo Kigufei. V'yirat lo kigur. And that Gemara deduces from the Posik. V'yodato kisholim olecho. Gemara also Gemara in Yevomis. Daf samach veis, I think. V'yodato kisholim olecho. So there is a special chiyuk of iyad lo kigur. So iyad lo kigur. So memele, if he divorces his wife, she's not his wife. So memele, the dalochel v'yad lo kigur doesn't apply. But if she dies, according to the Ri, the marital relationship continues. So she is his wife. If she is his wife, so he's mechuyev to love her. So Memele is not allowed to marry someone else before Gimul Chadoshim, Gimul Gigolim expire, in order to make sure that his love will never fade away. So if he remains single for Gimul Gigolim, then it will make an impression, an impact upon his heart, and he'll never forget him. So in other words, so that the first lotion in Teitzres certainly agrees with the Rish. Now then the second lotion, he says, in Amekidesh Yisa Isha Acheres. So in other words, he's not allowed to get married to another woman as long as there is a possibility that he'll still love the first one. Why? Because Tzivuch HaChomim Sheyir Yavoy Kidufo. And that's a posik. Now suppose he marries the other woman and he still loves the first wife, so to the extent that he still loves the first wife, there is a diminution in the love of the second wife. Now, so then you'll say, so how is one allowed to marry two wives? I mean, prior to Chayim Rabbi Negarshin, one is allowed to marry two wives. So if we say there is a chiyuv of a Yavaki Gufel, so he's mechuyev to. So the answer is, if he has two wives, so he owes a chiyuv of Avo to both. So Memele, it's not a diminution in the chiyuv to one, because the other one he also owes a chiyuv. But that's only if both wives are his wives. Mashain came, if the first wife died already, so then we can say that the pshat in the second Loshin Tesis in Leif Cotton is that he agrees with the Ribon, that Misas Ishtei terminates the marital relationship just as Gerishin terminates the marital relationship. So Mimele, if he keeps on loving, he marries another woman. And so she is his wife, so he owes her the chayv of Ave, and he still loves the first wife, so the first wife is a strange woman, like his divorcee. So Mele, it is an expense of the Ave that he owes to his present wife. So that's one way of explaining the second Loshen in Teisves. But we can say that even the second Loshen in Teisves agrees with the Shita of the Ri, and it seems that most Peshemin agree with the Ri, not with the Rivon, that the marital relationship does not terminate upon the death of his wife. But the chiyuv that yodato kisholem olecho applies only to a living wife, not to a dead wife. Not that she isn't his wife, but that chiyuv of ave applies only to a living wife, not to a dead wife. But he could agree. So the first loshen in Meit Cotton certainly agrees accord with the Ri, not with the Rivon. It wouldn't make sense according to the Rivon Shit. But the second Loshen can agree with the Rivon, and even the second Loshen can agree with the Ri. So if we say that the second Loshen agrees with the Rivon, so Memele is not allowed to marry a second woman until he makes sure that the love for the first wife will fade away from his heart. So Memele has to wait Shalosh Rigol, because if it will not fade away, so he'll still love the first wife, so Memele, it will be an aveira towards the second wife, because he's loving another woman who is not married to him. And even if we say that the second Loshen also agrees with the Ri, but since the chiyuv, the mitzvah of Yidaito Kisholom Alecho doesn't apply to a dead wife, only to a living wife, so it's an aveira towards the present wife, because he loves his wife, but he doesn't owe any love to her. Whereas to the second wife, who is a living wife, so Mele always loved to her. So anyway, so we have, so in other words, so that child, where should he be? Where should one be? Where should the husband be buried? Near the first wife or the second wife? Sometimes, you know, so the first wife the first wife, you know, has rich relatives, and they insist that that the husband should be buried. So it's tolu in the 2 days. It's tolu in the 2 days. Now it seems that that most Rishonim agree with the second lashon. In the second lashon of Tesis, Inamik Edishiyisa Isha Acheres, V'Loyizocher Min Rishonim. So that means that if he married the second woman, so then he was mechuyev al pedin to forget the first wife. So how then, when he dies, how can we bury him near the first wife when al pedin he was mechuyev to forget her before he married the second wife? So that's the psak. I mean, but in Chaname, according to the first lashon Tesis, according to the first lashon Tesis, so he should, so he can be buried next to either one. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. According to the second lashon Tesis, he cannot be buried next to the near the first wife. But according to the second lashon Tesis, he cannot be buried next to the first wife. But according to the first lashon in Tesis, he can be buried next to either one. It doesn't make any difference. All right. Anyway, so we see there is a machlekes between the Rivom and the Ri, whether Mise terminates the marital relationship or not. According to the Rivom, Mise terminates, just like Ereshin. According to the Ri, it doesn't terminate. So according to the Ri, we understand very well, most Rishonim agree with the Ri. So it doesn't terminate. Why does the Gemara say, Komashmul Nizikim Berdiri Poka? Because if it would be Poka, so then she would be Muteres Vimo. True that called the tikkun rabbonik in the rice tikkun. But the reason as to why Lacham is a sishte is also bimo is because she is still his wife. Masha'in came here, Gabis Kukose Yif, we said the tzike is poka, so she is not Skukose anymore. So Memel is Muteres. According to the Rivo, so then we have to say, why does Gemara say Komashu the tzike would deal with poka? But even if it would be poka, but just as Ligabe a nishte. So Lacham is a sister, she's still an elbow, even though the Isha is poka. Because the fact that she's the mother of the here two four wife makes her an elbow. So here too. So we have to say, according to the Rivom, we have to say that here the Chachomim did not apply in as much as Achisk Ames Kukosi is only awesome the Rabbanon. So here the Chachomim didn't apply the klal of kol d'tikun rabbonin kein d'raisa tikun. Now, so the question is why? Why? So we can say just like that they didn't apply it. It's more so to the chachomim, so they didn't apply it. But we can say it with more on this, that in other words, that the question we see that even though zikei is midraisa, the mandona who says yes zikei midraisa v'orayet, he can be made from nidorim of the yivome, he can yerish her. But he's not a oser midraise in the imskukos. Why? Because even if we say yes zike, so it's a key anishes, but not an anishes of dushin. And the iser of arayes of treves ishte are based dafke upon anishes of dushin, not any anishes. Anishes of dushin. But midrabonon, he's also an achiskukos. So what's the pshat? Midrabonon, she is considered like knusosei. So if we say yes zike midraise, so it's a key and ishes midraise, but not a key and gdushin midraise, not an ishes of gdushin midraise, but midrabono is considered like a key and gdushin, an ishes of gdushin. Or the pshati is not. Just as midraise, it's a key and ishes, but not an ishes of gdushin. So midrabono, it's not an ishes of gdushin either. But the chachomim asked the cravings, skukose, even though it's not an ishes of gdushin. If we say that it's not that the Chachomim were misakein, that the key and nishes that is midraise, the key and nishes grade, not the nishes of dushin. Midrabonon it should be considered as a nishes of dushin. But even midrabonon it's a key and nishes grade. But the Chachomim answered, because of nishes of dushin, so they answered even this key and nishes. And let's say the same midrabonon would apply to a nishes of plakshus, let's say a melech. So would also be also midrabonon to marry the mother of his plakish. So Mimele, then we can understand. So that's why the Gemara says, Komashmon Yizike Berdili Poka, and according to Rivo. So the question, the implication being that if it Poka, so he's Muteres, the answer is even Midrabonon. So if Midrabonon, so it's not Asuro, if Midrabonon, it does not have a din of Vishes of Dush. But the Chachomim answered it on the basis of a Kiyanisha's grade. But not that Midrabonon is considered like an Ishes of Dushin. Now this aloche, this special aloche, that Krivis Ishtei, the here to four Ishtei are Asuro. That's the aloche in Krivis Ishtei that is in the Ishes of Dushin. Masheinkin here, there is no Kiyan of Dushin, just the Kiyan of Ishes Krivis. So to Midrabonon there is an Iser, but that Iser of Kiyan Ishes Krivis Midrabonon is only Shayach as long as presently there is a Kiyan Ishes. But if Zike is Poka, so presently there is no Kiyan Ishes. But heretofore there was a Kiyan Ishes, so that the Rabbonon doesn't apply. Alright, let me say it. Yivom tisha meisa muta b'achiso, b'achiso im b'imo lei, ho adin da afil b'imo. The aide in tona reisha ishi tisha meisa muta. So, ishi tisha meisa muta b'achiso, idafke b'achiso, avil b'imo loi, idavli isu vedraise, tonam tseife muta b'achiso. Thank you.